Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. It's time for the Doug Dayton Show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doug Dayton Show. I'm so thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join me for today's broadcast. This is a very special week around the Dayton House. My son Josiah has spent the last several weekends watching all of the movies in the entire Star Wars saga because he wants to go see Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. The Star Wars series, which has captivated millions of moviegoers, is possibly the most successful Hollywood production in history. And if it's not, then it probably will be after the next few movies pop out. Yet there are few that realize that this series is full of not-so-subtle inferences from the world's best-selling book. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible. Star Wars contains elements of biblical truth mixed with, obviously, much fiction, but these films tend to be very popular as they produce a fictional world that appears to address the mysteries of life, appealing to everyone's desire to understand the unknown. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, today on the Doug Dayton Show, we will be discussing the top 10 concepts that Star Wars ripped off from the Bible. To get things started, though, we're going to hear an awesome song from Voice Play. This is What Do You Get a Wookiee for Christmas?
Cause I got this problem that I've got to solve. Won't somebody lend me your ear? What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a cone? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? He'll never wear galoshes or a hat upon his furry dome. So what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? He doesn't need a tie clip and he doesn't use shaving foam. So what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb?
Let's give him love and understanding, goodwill's a man.
You get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb. When he already owns a comb.
Da 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 Christmas. When he already owns a
That is just awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Today on our broadcast, we are discussing the top 10 concepts that Star Wars ripped off from the Bible. And I want to thank Charles Herzog for the contributions. The first concept that I want to discuss today is the concept of good versus evil. If you've ever watched a Star Wars movie, it starts off with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And it basically sets the premise that there is this long, ongoing battle between the forces of good, the Jedi Knights, and evil, the Sith Warriors. In real history, there is a titanic cosmic battle that was also fought. In the very beginning, God first created the angels, and then sometime later, he created the universe. This was such an awesome sight that all of the angels shouted for joy. You can read about that in Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 7. But eventually, something went wrong among the angels. Among these spirit beings was a very powerful archangel. His name was Lucifer, and he was in charge of one-third of all of the angels. Lucifer and his angels were sent to the earth to take care of it, to improve it, and to finish it. Lucifer was a brilliant being, and the book of Isaiah explains that he began to think that he was as great as God. The Bible gives us an account of this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 13, when it says, "For you," talking about Lucifer, "have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." Lucifer, whose name was changed to Satan, which means adversary, convinced those of whom he was in charge that God was unfair. He was able to sway them to rise up and revolt against the Creator in an attempt to somehow overthrow God. However, the forces of good prevailed and Satan was smitten. Jesus gives an account of this in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, when he says, "He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." There are many other parallels, and we need to ask what they are and what lessons we can learn from these parallels. You will see that as the rest of this broadcast develops, there are elements of the Star Wars series that are ripped off from the Bible, but they are mixed with fiction and error. It's very similar to the world's brand of Christianity, which is a counterfeit of true Christianity. The world's version of Christianity, like Star Wars, mixes truth and error. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Another concept that Star Wars ripped off from the Bible is this present evil world. In Star Wars, the bad guys came to be in charge of the Empire. Before then, good ruled the galaxy, and the people of the Republic came to believe that supporting a high-profile senator named Palpatine was the right cause. But the truth is that he had his own evil scheme to turn the Republic into a tyrannical empire. In much the same way, traditional Christianity and the world at large, who believe that they are supporting the right cause, are in reality greatly deceived. Throughout the Star Wars saga, people are led to believe that good is in control, but the reality is that the bad guys are in control. After the battle that was fought in heaven, Satan was cast back down to this earth, where the Bible describes him as the god of this world. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4. When he tempted Jesus Christ, Satan said that he had the authority to give the world to him. Due to Christ's response, we can learn that he and the devil understood that this is Satan's world. That's Matthew 4:8 through 10. But the awesome part about this is that we are here in this world to take dominion. You can see the effects of Satan's governing this world. There's famine, war, anger, bitterness, murder, abuses of every type, corruption. Ask yourself, would these effects be so rampant if the kingdom of God were here now in this present evil world? My favorite part of this equation, though, is that you, as a Christian, have been given authority over principalities and powers to take dominion on this earth until Christ's return. Let me Bible that for you. Paul speaks of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and following, when he says, "The weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have the divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the kingdom and the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." On that note, let's put a pin in that conversation, and I will come back to it in just a few minutes. It is not every day that I have an opportunity to talk about Star Wars and Christmas at the same time, so I have an arsenal of songs that I want to play for y'all guys. This one is when C-3PO tried to teach R2-D2 to sing Christmas carols. I hope you enjoy it.
Noise is singing, you silly bucket. What, me teach you how to sing? Well, I don't know if I can, Artur. You see, it's rather complicated. But perhaps I can explain music if I try to sing you the explanation. You see, there's a kind of sound you won't find in your mem. Recall, when you add a note to one you sounded just before, and another one after that, and then another three or more, and suddenly you are singing notes galore. Oh no, Artur, it's more. There's a kind of feeling when you sing a melody, and another person sings along in harmony. It's the loveliest thing that you can do to make your voice sound grand. These difficult things are the things you never will understand.
If you could only give it a try and see if they're through, your voice would float like a feather and we'd sing together our tune. Just get your circuits buzzing, a mere half dozen will do. If you could get them ringing, then we all will be singing with you.
Now sing, Artu. Yes, that's a good start, but try putting the notes where they belong. Again. That's much better. But never give up till you know that you're singing a perfect song.
We know that you can do it, that you get through with our tune. Your every friend is betting there's a great duet beside you. Don't give up now, you're flying so high, you're up in the moon. Just keep that music coming and we soon will be humming with you.
Oh dear, let me see now. Yes, just imagine someone who does not know how to love. Could you teach him how to do it with a photograph? Or a diagram of the human brain or some such silly scheme? Never tickle his funny bone and watch him scream! Well, the same is true of music, as I think you see. It's a little more than someone saying do, re, mi. It's a little like jumping out in space with no firm ground below. Give it the best that you have, maybe up and away you'll go.
The time is now, we're showing you how it's over to you. Your voice will pop like a feather and toss you together or two. Come take that chance, that physical dance, that type of review. And with those notes you're bringing us, we all will be singing with you.
Now you try it, Artu. Oh, Artu, I knew you could do it. I knew it. Again. Now get your circuits together. Are you ready? Take a solo! Oh, Artu, you've done it!
Artu, the quaver converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished.
Lock in your circuits again quickly. Merry Christmas.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Dayton is a closet Star Wars nerd. Thank you so much for tuning back in to the broadcast. We are discussing the top 10 concepts that Star Wars ripped off from the Bible. And the next one that we're going to chat about is the Force. Both the Jedi and the Sith derive their supernatural power from the Force. The Sith Lords derive their power from the dark side of the Force. However, the Force is a resemblance of God's Holy Spirit. Like the Holy Spirit, the Force is the source of great and incredible power. Consider some of the similarities of the Force to the Holy Spirit. This is really a powerful principle. When asking how to differentiate between the good side and the bad side, Luke Skywalker was told by his master Yoda, "You will know when you are at peace." In the same sense, there are fruits of the Spirit, and notice that one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's Galatians 5:22 and 23. Another similarity is related to the midichlorians, which is an element of the Force, and in the series there is a prophecy of a coming Savior. And man, this is totally ripped off from the prophecies of Jesus Christ. They say there is one who would come who will bring balance to the Force. And the one that would fulfill this prophecy would be begotten by the midichlorians. Anakin Skywalker, one of the main characters of the entire series, had potential to fulfill this prophecy, and his mother claimed that Anakin was conceived without the father. Check out what the Bible says. "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Jesus was born to a virgin, Mary, and was conceived with the Holy Spirit. Like Jesus, who had more Holy Spirit than any human being, that's what John 3:34 says, Anakin had a midichlorian count much higher than the Jedi had ever seen. There are ways in which the Force is not comparable to the Holy Spirit. And the first way is that the Holy Spirit is not in everybody. The Holy Spirit is given by God, and it allows man to understand the spiritual things of God. You can find that in 1 Corinthians 2:11. Also, while the Force can be used both for good and evil, the Holy Spirit cannot be used for evil, only for good. That's 1 John 1:5. Another concept that Star Wars ripped off from the Bible is the underlying concept behind the Jedi. The Jedi are always fighting for good. Now, new Jedis are always being trained by their masters, and as a young boy, Anakin Skywalker, the one who had the potential to fulfill the prophecy, is discovered by the Jedi, and they begin to train him in their art. Later on in his life, though, he is assigned to protect the Princess of Naboo, Padme. During this mission, he falls in love with her and he secretly marries her. And you know what? This actually brings us to another comparison. Anakin secretly married her because marriage was not allowed for the Jedi, for they believe that attachment to others will only lead to jealousy. there are different sects of Christianity that believe the same thing. They think that because someone is called into the ministry, that they should not be allowed to marry. But this is a teaching that does not come from the Bible. It's a pagan custom of men. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate." Another element of the Jedi that's comparable to true Christianity is that they live a selfless life. Their purpose is to protect and care for all other life. They dedicate their entire lives to fighting evil in order to keep the universe at peace. While the Jedi fight on a physical plane using physical weapons, true Christians fight on a spiritual level with spiritual weapons. Check out Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through 18. Also, God's way of life can be described as a way to give outflowing and outgoing care and concern for others. A Christian lives a life of selflessness as a living sacrifice. On the other side of that equation, the Sith lead a selfish life. They are concerned about their self and they are self-serving. That is kind of what we see going on in the world today, which leads us to the next concept that we will be discussing. But before we go there, I would really like to hear what you have to say about this subject. Are there any concepts that you feel like Star Wars has ripped off from the Bible? Tweet to @DougDayton, or you can go to DougDayton.org. And in the top right-hand corner of the site, you'll find all of my social media links. Tag me in a post or DM me. I would love to hear the concepts that you feel like should make the list. Hey, here is a lovely little song from our friends, the Droid Army. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas, have a Christmas with glee. Here's a little toy, any girl or boy certainly would love to see. Merry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to who? Take a guess, yes, yes. Merry Christmas to you. Here is a baseball that throws itself. If you've been good this year, it may appear on your toy shelf.
Do we have the data on what to get the Wookiee this year? He already has a comb, you know.
Yes, we have finally computed the perfect gift. Here it is, a brush.
Perfect.
Merry Christmas to you.
Here's a toy robot that goes to sleep. Can you believe the way he does it is by counting sheep?
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Have a Christmas with glee. Have a little fun, eat a honey bun, decorate a Christmas tree. Merry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to who? Take a guess, yes, yes, Merry Christmas to you.
Here is a hammer without a head, so when you miss the nail, you'll never hurt your thumb instead.
Merry, Merry Christmas, the best. Sing a little song, try to hum along, entertain a Christmas guest. Merry, Merry Christmas to who?
Here's a costume that's very weird, 'cause when you put it on, it seems you've gone and disappeared.
Where is the Wookiee?
I think he put the costume on.
Hey, did you tickle me?
I did not tickle you.
Well, if you didn't do it, then who did?
Yes, yes, Merry Christmas to you. Have another little guest. Yes, yes, Merry Christmas to you. Just one more guest. Yes, yes, Merry Christmas.
Okay, that is the last dorky Star Wars song that I will play during this broadcast, I promise. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment, my son Josiah has decided that he really wants to watch the new Star Wars movie, the Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Now, I had some concerns about this because he's 8 years old and I didn't know if he was mature enough to handle the concepts and the different things that would be coming his way. So I made an agreement with him and I told him if he watches all of the previous Star Wars movies before time and if he makes it all the way through the entire series, I would take him to go watch The Force Awakens. So over the course of the last several Saturday mornings, we've watched every one of the Star Wars movies, in chronological order, and I have taken an opportunity after each episode to ask him what he thinks and chat with him about the show and see what concepts he was taking away from each one of the installments. And he handled it much better than I initially thought that he would. He was mature enough to understand the concepts, and he's growing up. So, you know, I was thinking this is a great opportunity for us to have conversations about various difficult situations. And he was making it like a trooper through all of the episodes until we came to the point in episode 3 where Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi had their lightsaber duel. As we were watching this show, my son Josiah was sitting in my lap, and whenever the battle was taking place, Obi-Wan Kenobi strikes down Anakin Skywalker, and he starts sliding into a pit of lava, and Obi-Wan Kenobi says something along the lines of, "I love you, you are my brother," and then Anakin Skywalker looks up at him with hatred in his eyes and says, "I hate you." At that moment, I felt the sob emanate from my lap, and I paused the show and I said, "Buddy, are you okay? Do you want to keep watching or do you want to stop this show?" And he said, "I want to watch it, Dad." So we watched the rest of the scene, watched the conclusion of the movie, and then we had a conversation. And it was very interesting because the conversation took a much different tone than I thought that it would. Josiah started talking about concepts of what was in Anakin Skywalker's heart as he embraced hatred and refused to repent of the various things it changed him as a person. And that's a powerful question. What's in your heart? If you would like to have a relationship with God, or if you would like more information on having a relationship with God, go to my website, DougDayton.org, and click on the Life tab. There's some great info there. We will pick up this discussion on the next segment. It's been a blast. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Doug. What a great show. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Please visit our website. You can connect with us on social media, submit prayer requests, and find more information about Doug and the show at www.dougdayton.org. That's www.dougdayton.org.